Now there were torches instead of roses flaring in Tammy Kelly's cheeks. She'd not meant to go so far, but now that she had, that they had, for if there was to be a fight, it was his fault as much as hers, she wouldn't back away. Was damned if she would. "Master's Bible says queering be a sin," she told him righteously. "I've read it myself, so I have. Book of Leviticracks, chapter 3, verse..." "And what do Leviticracks say about the sin of gluttony?" he inquired. "What do it say about a woman with tits as big as bolsters and an ass as big as a kitchen table?" "Never mind the size of my ass, you little cocksucker." "At least I can get a man," he said sweetly. "And don't have to lie abed with a dust clout." "Don't you dare," she cried shrilly. "Shut your foul mouth before I shut it for you. To get rid of the cobwebs in my cunny so I can... I'll knock thy teeth out if thee doesn't finger my tired old pokeberry pie." And something which would offend her even more deeply occurred to him. "My tired, dirty old pokeberry pie." She balled her own fists, which were considerably bigger than his. "At least I've never..." "Go no further, Si, I beg you. Never had some man's nasty old..." She trailed off, looking puzzled, and sniffed the air. He sniffed it himself and realized the aroma he was getting wasn't new. He'd been smelling it almost since the argument started, but now it was stronger. Tammy said, "Do you smell smoke?" he finished, and they looked at each other with alarm, their argument forgotten perhaps only 5 seconds before it would have come to blows. Tammy's eyes fixed on the sampler hung beside the stove. There were similar ones all over Algolciento, because most of the buildings which made up the compound were wood, old wood. "We must all work together to create a fire-free environment," it said.